So today is Cow Appreciation Day, and as far as I'm concerned, this is the main song that I would like to play for you.
We will fight for bovine freedom and hold our large heads high. We will run free with the buffalo or die. Cows with guns.
Now, I'm not planning on arming our bovine friends, but I do want to appreciate them. And joining us to help us out today is a proud dairy farmer, trained veterinary nurse, Bonnie Taylor. Bonnie, how are you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you, Andrew?
Very well. Happy Cow Appreciation Day.
Thank you.
What is the importance of dairy farming to Australia's economy and our communities, Bonnie?
Well, look, I don't think we realise the enormity of the dairy industry in Australia. They're going to contribute about $13 billion to our economy. And where I am in Western Victoria, we produce over 20% of the nation's milk supply.
Well, we've got some dairy farmers here in the Upper Hunter, and we're all very much aware of how hard a job it is. Like, it's a tough job at the best of times, but also, you know, the price of milk and the competitive nature makes it very difficult to be in that part of the industry, isn't it?
I definitely think it is a difficult industry, but, you know, I think you go into dairy farming because you love the animals and you love the lifestyle. It's not an industry that you go into just purely for financial gain. And the animals just become part of who you are and what you do.
Are they a little bit like pets for you, Bonnie?
You definitely have some favourites. We milk about 600 cows here and they're all valued equally. I think we spend so much time with them. Sometimes I spend more time with the cows than with my own children. but they definitely become part of the family, that's for sure.
Do they have some traits, like individual traits, that aren't always shared by all of the cows?
Yeah, the cows have obviously a herd animal have their own hierarchy. So there's boss cows and then cows that are always at the front or cows that are always at the back. And you get grumpy cows and you get cows that are happy all the time. So they have different personalities, just like people do, or maybe your pet dog or something like that. So they definitely have their own skin that they bring to the herd.
They do come across as docile, and I just assume they have a sweet nature, but I guess everybody can have a bad day and you could come across a cranky cow.
Look, you definitely know if the cow doesn't, you know, feel like doing what she wants to do that day, and that's all part of respecting them. You know, they have their good days and bad days, or if they're not feeling well, then it's up to us to recognise that and treat them with respect at all times.
Bonnie, you're also a veterinary nurse, so what's it like during calving season? That must be a wonderful experience.
Oh, it's most definitely my favourite time of year. I do say it's just like Christmas. You never know what you're going to get when you wake up in the morning. There's always a lot of surprises, but it is a challenging time of the year, but it's so rewarding to see all of the effort and care that you put into the animals when they do burst down a calf, and then you get that new life and a new responsibility to look after.
That must be a joy. So on this Cow Appreciation Day, how can we show our appreciation to our Australian dairy cows, Bonnie?
I think the best way to show appreciation to the dairy cows is by buying locally produced dairy products. So if we can, as consumers, can support our farmers, then our farmers are in a better position to look after their cows. So it really does make a difference what people buy at the supermarket or the shop. So if you can buy local, I really recommend that you do that.
Bonnie, can I just say that this has been a very moving experience for us on Cow Appreciation Day. And thank you very much for your time.
No worries, Andrew. Thank you.